What's up, Spartans? It's Dr. L here, your chief mind doc with Spartan Mind, where every Wednesday I'm here building up that mental toughness and resilience so you can perform better out on the race course and in life. Today we're talking about overcoming insecurities. So let's face it, an insecurity is like an obstacle. Because insecurities can become barriers to the things we want, right? Whether we want something in our career, in our relationships, in just our own sense of self, if we have an insecurity that we are letting run the course, that we are letting drive the steering wheel, then we're not going to move towards those things necessarily. And that insecurity can become so profound and so intense that we actually pull back from the things that we want. And I know that those of you who are listening can understand what I'm saying. Whether you have an insecurity about your body image, an insecurity maybe about how productive you're being, an insecurity about your own competence or intelligence, these are all things that you can get stuck with if you don't learn how to overcome them, okay? So I'm going to give you a few tips to help you overcome some insecurities. The first is, this is a simple one, but it's not an easy one. Say thank you when somebody gives you a compliment, right? Especially if it's about that insecurity. So let's say you're struggling with body image and somebody says to you like, gosh, it looks like you're getting really fit. Thank you. Not, oh no, I'm not quite where I want to be. Mm-mm. Thank you. That's where you want to go with it. Okay. So say thank you to the things that you're insecure about that people are giving you a compliment on. The next is challenge your insecurities with positive affirmations. Okay. So if there's something that you're struggling with, let's say you don't feel good enough at work. Let's say you're worried that you're not smart as your colleague, begin to challenge that with positive affirmations. I've got this. I know what I'm doing. I studied hard. I'm prepared. Whatever it is, positive affirmations will get you a long way. The next is focus first on the good things and then maybe move towards where you're not feeling as great. So, for example, if you just finished that Spartan race, but you or your insecurity comes up in your grip strength, well, focus first on the obstacles that you kicked butt in, right? Where did you succeed? And then maybe you can go back and gain wisdom in those failures that you had, but first focus on what was a success, okay? And the last is shifting perspective on your experience, okay? So let's say your photos come up after that race and you look at a photo and you've got some body image issues and immediately the first thing you want to criticize is your body. Mm-mm. Stop right there. Look at those photos and be like, man, I was bad A going through that mud right there, right? I accomplished it. It was freezing and I did it. I got that medal. I jumped over that fire. Whatever it is, make sure that you're shifting perspective on the photo itself or on whatever's in front of you so that you see it from a different lens, right? And focus on a different thing, okay? So those four things are gonna help you overcome those insecurities so you can move towards the things that you want in life. Now, come back each week. We here at Spartan Up Podcast, we are your resilience family. We've got Spartan Health, Spartan Stand, Spartan Mind, Spartan Way, all of your needs, mind, body, and soul, so that you can become as resilient as you want to be. I'll see you next time. Where every Wednesday, I'm here working to help you